corn futures jumped Thursday, taking feeder cattle futures down a peg. The La Nina ended earlier this month, and conditions are now neutral, according to federal meteorologists. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 28th of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in Colorado through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, it was mostly inactive on very light demand. So far this week, live prices are $116 to $120 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, $119 to $120 in Kansas, and at $120 in Nebraska in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices are $191 in Nebraska and at $189 to $191 in the Western Corn Belt. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.69 lower Thursday, from 20 cents lower in spot May to $2.35 lower. Corn futures applied the pressure, up 33 to 40 cents through July of 22, and then mostly 13 to 24 cents higher. Dryness in the forecast and strong exports helped fuel the bounce. Soybean futures tagged along, closing 26 to 34 cents higher. Live cattle futures edged an average of 20 cents higher, though, except for a dime lower in spot June. Support included positive export news. Net U.S. beef export sales of 27,900 metric tons for 2021 were 19% more than the previous week and 45% more than the prior four-week average, according to USDA's U.S. export sales report for the week ending May 20th. Increases were primarily for China, Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and Taiwan. Choice box beef cutout value was 49 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $329.98 a hundredweight. Select was a nickel higher at $304.10. Calves and feeder cattle sold mostly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold steady to $2 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 4,424 head. Heifers there sold $2 to $4 higher. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold $3 to $6 higher, but steady at 1,050 to 1,100 pounds. Heifers weighing 650 to 950 sold $1 to $5 higher, with a higher undertone noted at heavier weights. There were 3,558 head on offer. Steers weighing 750 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $2 lower at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there were 3,400 head. Heifers weighing 675 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher. There were 2,366 head at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, where steers weighing 850 to 950 sold $2 to $7 higher. Heifers weighing 500 to 550 pounds, 750 to 800 pounds, and 850 to 900 pounds sold $1 to $6 higher, with instances of up to $14 higher. Steers and heifers sold mostly steady to a dollar higher at Apache Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there were 2,142 head. Finally, steers and heifers sold steady to $3 higher at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, with 1,695 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed flat to higher Thursday, supported by fewer initial weekly unemployment insurance claims than analysts expected. Initial claims were 406,000 for the week ending May 22nd, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. That was 38,000 fewer than the previous week and the least since March of last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 141 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 4 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down a point. La Nina weather conditions ended earlier this month, and NOAA forecasters estimate about a 67% chance that neutral conditions will continue through the summer. As it is, dryness and drought continue to persist across much of the United States, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Specifically, 61.4% of the nation is classified from abnormally dry to exceptional drought, compared to 34.4% a year earlier. 21.3% is experiencing extreme or exceptional drought versus 1.2% last year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 28th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.